on, get up.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning, Coast FM.
The lists of the most popular pet names, or at least cat and dog names, are out.
Okay.
For 2021. Luna, Simba and Archie have topped the list of the most populars, according to Pet Insurance Australia. Archie, I'm guess, royal inspired.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that.
Or what were you? Because what's the, there's also, is it Riverdale? Or what's the TV series that's based on the Archie comics that's back to? Maybe it's that.
I think it's that.
Is it Riverdale?
I just think Archie's a cute name.
Could be.
For a pet.
It is a good name. Anyway, yes, the Pet Insurance Australia list has revealed for dogs in the ladies territory, Luna, Daisy, Bella, Coco and Molly are the top five.
Mm-hmm.
For the boy dogs, Archie, Milo, Teddy, Charlie and Alfie are the top five.
Alfie.
With Loki in at number 10, just to prove that the Marvel Universe is having an influence on
things. I do know
a
Loki dog.
Would they be naughty dogs? You think they'd be naughty dogs, Loki? In the cat territory, the female cats, similar. Luna, Coco, Bella, Nala, which is a Lion King name, and Mia or Maya, I'm guessing. In the male territory, it's, again, the Lion King influence. Simba, Leo, Loki, Milo and Charlie are the top five most popular cat names. So the Garfield influence is waning. So no dogs called Odie in the lists at all.
No.
And it also...
Good. Taken.
Yeah, that's right. There's only one Odie. And it also seems my boys remain trailblazers or outliers, I'm not sure which, but I'm guessing Seymour and Douglas probably won't end up in top 10 cat names for a while yet.
That's my favourite kind of names, like dogs that are called Gary and Steve. Like, isn't that just great?
That's right.
I love it.
Sadly. Maybe you ought to start a trend of dogs named Gary now.
Yeah, next year. Let's make it the number one.
Let's punch for it, people. Let's name everyone's dog Gary from this point onwards.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Yes, indeedly do, ladies and gentlemen. The start, it seems, of summer. I don't know if you've looked at this forecast.
I know.
It's hovering around 30.
Yeah.
In fact, they reckon in Perth, the mercury is set to top 30 on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, peaking at 34 on Saturday.
How good.
Making it Perth's warmest day since March 29 when it got to 39.
They do reckon it's going to be a different summer. Well, they're calling it La Nina, I think the term is.
Okay.
They're saying
I can't remember what that is. But
going to be wetter and more cyclones.
Is that what it is? Well, there was already one floating around.
You don't have to worry. I can tell you.
Okay. Well, I don't remember all the things. Thankfully, you've looked it up. And then that's the opposite of El Nino, which is the dry one. La Nina is the wet one.
Wet and cycloney. They're saying the waters are shifting, so we're getting warmer waters around Australia and colder waters around
I think I did
South
see
America.
People talking about that. So the result is,
it's mostly up north and over east, but I'm sure we will feel the effects over here as well.
Because it tends to flick between El Nino and La Nina. Oh, however it's said, it tends to, I've heard those terms flicked around. It hasn't stuck.
One good thing is that they're saying it could mean a less severe bushfire season.
Well, if there's more rain about, hopefully,
If we're all flooded, then nothing can be on fire,
you can't
right?
burn wet things. That should be on a T-shirt. You can't burn wet things. Now, given that it is going to be warm, perhaps the results of a 2014 study by researchers at the University of Texas could be useful to remember. It's found that people who drink moderate amounts of alcohol regularly lived longer than those who abstained completely from booze.
Really?
I mean, this sort of came up. Did you hear the story about the lady, Mrs. What was her name? Mrs. Bid Brock.
I didn't hear the story of Mrs. Bid Brock.
She drinks an Emu Export a day and is 107.
Right.
All I'm saying is, given that it's warm, maybe this weekend is the time to start, you know, a regular regimen of frothy ones, perhaps. It would fit with the weather, that's all.
Are these things related, though?
Well, I feel it is. It's going to be
I'm
warm.
I'm going to make it related.
You're going to need a drink. And here's a lady who's made it to 107. So connect them however you like. I see him connecting quite obviously.
Yeah.
And look, Will Smith and his family like to overshare, right?
Mm.
He's confessed in his latest memoir, trying to get over his first heartache. The quote is, up until that point in my life, I'd only slept with one woman other than this person he'd broken up with. But over the next few months, I went full ghetto hyena. As there's no pill for... There's a mental picture right there.
Ghetto hyena.
As there's no pill for heartache, or heartbreak, I resorted to the homeopathic remedies of shopping and rampant sexual intercourse.
Well, thanks for sharing, Will.
He said, I had sex with so many women, I was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core, which was so, like, anti what his thoughts were.
Mm.
He developed a reaction to having an orgasm. He would literally gag
too much information.
And vomit. That's what I'm saying. His reaction was he would gag and vomit during sex. First of all, Will, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You are making this up for a book. This is ridiculous. Or if it did, something's very, very wrong in his wiring. But then I think we've kind of had that idea for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, we knew he was a weird guy. Jesus, I wasn't expecting that much information at 6 o'clock in the morning.
But I thought, let's get it out of the way early before the kids get in the car, because then they don't have to ask awkward questions, you know what I'm saying?
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the Great Resignation. So
I've heard about it. What's the vibe behind it?
Well, they're saying that over COVID time, it's given people a lot of time to think about their jobs and that they're not happy in what they're doing. And so they're predicting that over, well, I think it's already started in the US, but they're predicting for us next year, there's going to be a lot of people quitting their jobs and really thinking about what they want to do.
Pursuing their joy.
Yes, exactly. So they're predicting in March a lot of people are going to be quitting their jobs. And there's actually a survey saying that 70% of young people are thinking of quitting their career and travelling. So it could be a mass exodus of people throughout Australia.
Yeah, right. Well. Look, I can see why you'd want to go travelling as soon as the borders open. If you've got the cash aside and if you've been saving it and whatever else, it depends how clever you've been with your money, doesn't it? Because, you know, not everyone can just go, you know what, it's time to leave. A lot of people are doing it for the pesky, you know, paying the bills thing. And what are you going to do when you can't pay the bills?
Yeah, well, I think their idea is, well, for them, is rethinking their career overseas. So, I mean, it's going to be a job shortage perhaps next year.
If everybody does the Great Resignation, then I suppose it'd be a big upshift and shuffle and everyone can do a little swap.
Yeah, everyone can go, oh, hang on, I like your job. You can have mine. Let's do a switch.
Oh, I mean, unless it is just basically people that want whatever job you're doing, just saying, hey, everyone, it's time to leave. It's totally the Great Resignation this year.
You're not happy, are you?
No, you should totally do that.
And it's actually 5% of people in this survey saying that they're willing to resign and make a TikTok career. So...
Well, I think a lot of people would be willing to. Whether they can actually make a TikTok career is the next thing. Maybe OnlyFans.
Up to you.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
First off, you can check out Mandurah's variety of short courses to help your employability, including Intro into Barista, Resume and Interview Writing Skills, White Card, RSA and CPR, all of them particularly useful for the HOSPO short courses, they're calling Career in HOSPO. They're trying to sort of get people into the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It runs from 10 to 3 on Thursdays, these skills courses, till December 2, so the next one's tomorrow. It's for 15 to 25-year-olds. You can Google Job Connectors Mandurah, or you can find them on Facebook.
Nice.
So in December and summer arriving next week, right? Mm-hmm. It's a reminder that school holidays are underway in about 3 weeks. And since the clock is up on the foreshore, I was down there yesterday, we're doing it. It's now 31 days to Christmas. They've got a big clock there. Counting it down.
Yep. It's coming.
It is.
Can't deny it any longer.
That's right. November 24, that is today. It's a day to celebrate your unique talent.
Okay.
Apparently. That's the day.
Right.
So I don't know, perhaps you can skip stones like a flat-out legend. Do it today.
Right.
Or maybe you can, like me, you can light up the room with your mouth trumpet. Whatever it happens to be. Whatever
light
you do,
up the room.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. I won't do it to you.
Thank you.
I'll save it for a time when you need it the most.
Wow.
Anyway.
You'll never know.
You never know when it might just help you out of a tough spot, you know, the mouth trumpet. Anyway, whatever it is you can do. Today's the day to show it off.
Cool.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's go.
And lining up nice and early for the ARIA red carpet action, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you.
It's tonight, right?
It is tonight.
Yeah.
So the ARIA Awards are on with Amy Shark and Genesis Owuzu leading the nominations. Big name musicians like Ed Sheeran, Charlie XCX, Troy Sivan, The Wiggles, The Kid Laroi, Baker Boy, Lime Cordial and Vera Blue will also be making appearances at the awards tonight.
Nice.
Shark and Awoosie are up for the big ones, Song of the Year and Album of the Year. This year's awards will be held at Taronga Zoo and will be live on YouTube from 5:30 tonight. It'll also be available to watch on Channel 9's On Demand Channel 9 Now.
Nice.
The Grammy Award nominations are out today too, with pianist, singer and composer John Batiste leading the way, as well as H.E.R. and Justin Bieber. They all have 10 nominations. Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X also have multiple nominations. Jay-Z has become the most nominated Grammy artist ever, adding 3 nods to his tally for the upcoming Grammy Awards, which takes him up to 83 lifetime nods. So he was tied with 80 with Quincy Jones, but now he's got 83, so he has the most nominations ever.
That's impressive. It
really is. Wife Beyonce isn't far behind him either on 79 nods. Jeez. Paul McCartney has 82. The 2022 Grammy Awards are on January 31st. Adele has released another version of her number one single, Easy On Me, from her latest album, 30, this time with Chris Stapleton. Very nice.
Just right.
Yeah. Chris will actually be competing with himself for the number one spot on the country charts.
Sorry,
after
what?
Yeah, so he's got that song with Adele, and he's also got a duet with Taylor Swift that he released recently as well. So he's got the ladies in there getting him to the number one spot. And The Weeknd's Blinding Lights has been named the best song of all time.
That's a pretty big call.
Yeah, it came in on the top of Billboard's Hot 100 Songs of All Time list. It dominated number one spot for 4 weeks, had a record-breaking run at the Billboard Hot 100 chart, earning the most weeks as a top 5 hit, a top 10 hit, and a top 40 hit. So deserving if you look at it in
that way.
Fair enough. Therefore, Blinding Lights has now surpassed Chubby Checker's 1960s classic, The Twist.
Song that if you're old enough, you'd remember as being a Hungry Jack's ad.
There you go. I'm not old enough to remember that.
There you go. Some of us know it for that.
Okay.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.